Just going to pray for Lou before she starts. Father, we thank you for Lou. We thank you, Lord, for all that she has put into preparing this word. Father, we know it's tough to prepare to preach in a language which is not your first language. And I just ask, Holy Spirit, that you will come now. And what she has prepared, Lord, you will put your anointing on it. And you will open our hearts to receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pauline. Morning, morning, everyone. Welcome. Okay. So, as you know, Pastor AJ is on his sabbatical. And today is going to be the first time I'm ministering here. The Word of God in English without a translator. I already pray in the name of Jesus Christ so that you can extend grace over my life, okay? And for my English as well. This time, Pastor Ed chose the topic of the preaching I will share with you. And the topic of my preaching is quite challenging, but very important for our lives. For God to transform our character and make us more and more like Him. Amen? Okay, you say a little prayer for us. Father, today is the day that the Lord has prepared to sanctify us. Sanctify our think, sanctify our actions, and sanctify our speech. This morning, Jesus, open our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes, and our hearts to receive your word with joy and receive the new, the flesh that the Lord in grace, love, goodness, and mercy has for our life here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, today, our dear Pauline is going to help me with the reading of the chapters and verses. So, I will thank for her from the beginning. Thank you so much, Pauline. Thank you for your servant heart. Thank you because you are human. Love is God and love is people and inspires me to follow Jesus. Thank you so much. And the word that Pastor AJ asked me to share with you is in James chapter 3, verses from 1 to 12, which will talk about controlling the tongue.
Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
Thank you, Pauline. This is a powerful word for our lives. Amen? It is a key point for our James Letter series and our sanctification journey as we pursue a life of integrity in God. So, God used Pastor Age's life to live the book of James that brings correction, integrity, and spiritual maturity because God loves this church. God loves each us in a unique way. And therefore, he calls us to a time of growth, spiritual maturity, and the Christian integrity. Amen? James is a small book, but it teaches us many things about our character in God. My dearest brothers and sisters, God is calling us this morning to a time of deep sanctification in our bodies, our mouths, our lips, and our tongues. In chapter 3, we can see that controlling our tongue is an important subject for James. He dedicates 12 verses for us to reflect upon our tongue control and how we use our tongue to bless or curse our brothers and sisters in Christ. Today, I am going to highlight some of the verses, but let's start with verses 6, 7, and 8 that says,
"The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison."
God calls our attention to have control over our body so that we don't sin. But here, God says that we must pay attention to the way we use our tongue and have control over it. In these verses, the Lord says that animals are tamed, but many times the man who dominates his own animal with intelligence and strength does not have the wisdom to tame or control his own tongue. Some questions to think about this morning. Are we using our tongue, our mouth, to encourage people or to paralyze people? When I open my mouth, what will come out of it? Air press, sounds, songs, or are they words of destruction? Depending on how we use our tongue, we could be bringing death into our lives and into the lives of our neighbors as well. Because the word of God says that our tongue is full of deadly poison. Yes, brothers and sisters, with the word we can bring death, just as we can bring life. What are we creating in the spiritual world with our tongue? Have you ever stopped to think about this? I decided to start with verse 6 because it's clear shows the nature of the human tongue, a nature that can often be evil. When James talk about setting fire to the course of life, he means that with our tongue, we can destroy people, relationships, things. But it don't not stop there. James goes on to say that the tongue is set on fire by hell. What does James' letter want to tell us? When you or me rush our feet and our tongue to speak ill of our brother and sister in Christ, gossip, bear false witness about someone, speak lies about a person, manipulation or induce a situation in their favor, that is an influence that is over our lives. And it is not a holy influence. It is no influence from heaven. It is our old spirit, old nature, that is influencing our lives. Brothers and sisters, the word of God is serious and very clear. And in verse 6, what James says is, when we sin in speaking, in action through gospel, when we sin in cursing our brother and sisters in Christ, when we sin in speaking against all the people, when we sin speaking against our neighbor, we are sinning against the image and the likeness of God. That is, we sin against God himself. So, God is inviting us this morning to a true and genuine repentance. God is calling us this morning to become completely holy before him. And how can we be holy before God? When we open our hearts to God and speak the truth. The word of God in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 7 says,
this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
Amen. For this to happen, we need to open our mouths before God, confess our sins, cry, ask for help, pour ourselves out at the feet of Jesus Christ, and be honest. So, I go to my secret place, and there before God, I confess my sins. I ask forgiveness for my sins. I ask for help to be his image and likeness. I ask God for help in the name of Jesus. Help me control my tongue. Lord, help me. Lord, it's hard for me to love my brother and sister. And it is spoken in your word because the Lord loved them first. Help me. I would like to see my brothers and sisters in Christ as the Lord sees them. Open my spiritual eyes, Lord. Do you, what will happen? God will extend grace into our lives. Transform our heart, overflow his love into us so that we overflow love to our brother and sister. And he will heal our emotions. Amen? True and genuine repentance before God. And the true cry out in the form of prayer transforms our character in God. And brings supernatural healing to our emotions, to our heart, to our soul. Healing for our lives. Amen? And that person that we absolutely did not want to have communion with because we were under and all the influence. We will start doing things together. We will start having fun and laugh. We will start as it written in the word of God to have communion. And the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from all sin. And so we become more like Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. So now I will share a testimony with you. I have served the Lord Jesus for 11 years in the same church in Brazil. When I arrived at this church, my pastors, Josué and Gabriela, started to introduce me to Jesus and to talk to me about the Word of God. So, in my first few months of the church, I was always with them and the part of the same small group to get to know more of God's word and spend time in fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ, just like it is here. After 1 year, I was directed to another group where my new leader was Sarah. She was the leader of the young people in the same church. And I couldn't develop a friendship at first because instead of learning from her, I kept comparing her to my pastors. I didn't compare myself to her yet. I compared it to my previous leadership. One day, I went to my secret place and I prayed the following. God, I would like to love Sarah like you love her. I would like to see Sarah as the Lord sees her. The another day when I woke up, my heart was overflowing with love for Sarah's life. God overflowed his love into my life in a supernatural way. And we started to be friends. We started to get close. We started to laugh together, trust each other, and grow in faith in Jesus Christ together. God completely restored our friendship. Today, Sarah is one of my best friends. She is a beautiful gift from God in my life. I was one of the bridesmaids at her wedding. And whenever we can, we are together, we pray for each other, we rejoice, and sometimes we cry together too. Sarah is my pastor's Gabi's sister in Brazil, and her mother takes care of me like a daughter. And today, if I hadn't gone to my secret place and opened my heart to God, we wouldn't have such a blessed family in my life. This is Sarah and me. Brothers and sisters, the secret place with God brings healings to our souls. Amen? This is the power of God's action when we open our hearts before Him. We are healed. We are free. Amen. So, okay, let's continue reading the James chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 that says,
with the tongue we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse men made in the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brothers, this cannot be.
So, a good example for this might be, example, on Sunday we go to worship, we praise the Lord, you are filled with His presence. But James' question is, and on the other days of the week, do you fill our lips with praise, or do we let our tongue dominate us to speak of our brother and sister in Christ? On the day with the week, do we have a schedule to spend time with God in prayer, meditation on the Word, and the fasting? Or do we prefer to have WhatsApp gossip groups to keep talking about our brother and his sister in Christ. And James and verse 10 calling our attention saying, my brothers and sisters, this cannot be. In verse 11, James asks, can sweet water and the bitter water come out of the same fountain? The answer will be only one, no. You know, my dear brothers and sisters, the problem is not always going to be what we say, but the source where what you say comes from. And what is behind our speech when we insist on talking about the image and the likeness of God. In these verses, there is a huge contradiction. And it is clear that from James not controlling our tongue is a problem of our soul. Problems sometimes of comparison, identity in God, fear, insecurity, feeling of rejection, sadness, anguish, and the every root of bitterness. And many times because of our soul, our physical body, our surface, and our spiritual life does not progress. But today is the day the Lord has chosen for us to be free. Today is the day that Almighty God chose to start a different stories in our life, to sanctify us in a powerful and supernatural way. Sanctify our body, our soul, and our spirit, amen? God is speaking to me and you today, amen? Okay. There is a grace of God this morning here. There are a favor of God upon this church this morning. The heavens are open over us. It is morning for us to live what God has for us in an extraordinary way. It's morning for God to totally heal our emotions, our soul. It's morning for every feeling of fear, insecurity, comparison with our brother and sister, anguish, envy, rejection, to stay in the past and be aligned now with the heavenly atmosphere. Atmosphere of angels in the name of Jesus Christ. It's morning to receive joy from heaven upon our life. Open our hands and begin to receive the peace that gives our understanding now. Receive the joy of the Lord. It's morning of a fresh anointing in our midst. It is morning of deep restorations. It's the morning of reconciliation. It's healing morning. It's the morning of the freedom of the Lord Jesus in our midst. It's morning to be free, free, free. Amen? Receive the joy in your hearts. Receive the love, and joy. Now, I am going to share with you three keys that we need to access in our lives in order to have full control of our tongue. First key, when we open our hearts before God, we are true before the presence of the Lord. We ask for forgiveness and we repent. God will extend grace in our life. Will transform our heart. His love will overflow in us so that we can overflow love to our brothers and sisters and heal our emotions. And his word says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, if you, however, walk in the light as he in the light. We have a fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Second key, controlling our tongue, according to chapter 3 of James, means spiritual growth, maturity in Jesus Christ, and integrity in God. Amen? And the third key, when we sin by speak against our brother and sister in Christ, you are sinning against the image and the likeness of God. That is, we sin against God himself. We are action using our old nature. I will pray, a little pray for us. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for this morning. Thank you because you love this church. I want to call upon the angels of the Lord Jesus Christ to be here among us now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I invoke the powerful presence of the Holy Spirit above our lives here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you so much. That's a powerful word about how we use our tongues. I've heard it said that God gave us two ears and one mouth, and we should use them in direct proportion. But so often we speak far more than we actually listen to people. I'm sure we've all spoken out harsh words into an argument, which we wished we could just take back. We wished we'd bitten our tongue. Once those words are out there, we can't recall them, we can't bring them back, and they can do such harm to our relationships. So we need, on the back of Lou's preach, to think about how we apply this word to our lives this week. And for each of us, it may be something different. So I'll suggest some ways we could apply this week. And if one of them jumps out to you, then you grab that one and you go with that one. Of course, the words that come from our mouths are flowing out of our hearts and our minds. So maybe it's this week you need to submit and surrender your heart and your mind afresh to the Lord. That might be your challenge this week. We need our words to be kind and to be gentle and to be life-giving words that bless others. Maybe you know, as Lou's been speaking, that you've spoken ill of someone or gossiped about someone. Then take it to the Lord. Tell him how sorry you are and begin to pray for that person instead. Maybe for you, you need to ask the Lord to help you bite your tongue this week and hold back those negative, harmful words before they leave your mouth, and then pray for that person. Maybe for you, it could be that you need to ask the Lord to show you someone this week that you can encourage and build up with life-affirming words. I also feel this morning, as we're preparing this, that there may be people here who have been damaged and hurt by the negative words spoken over them. It may have been as a child. Perhaps you were frequently told you were clumsy or stupid or you never amount to anything. Perhaps you've been damaged later in life by words in a toxic relationship you've been in. Those negative words, they can just embed themselves in our minds and in our hearts, and they can damage us, shaping how we think of ourselves. And they are lies of the enemy. I have a friend in Norwich, in Norfolk, very capable, intelligent woman. She was a missionary out in Tanzania. She was a district nurse. She preached in the local church. She showed hospitality relentlessly. When she retired, she continued to minister abroad and at home. However, one day she confided in me that once when she was a little girl, Her mother caught her preening herself and looking at herself in the mirror. And her mother said to her, "You're a plain Jane." In fact, her name actually was Jane. "And so if you're not pretty, you need to make yourself useful instead." Now, it was one sentence, and it wasn't really until much later in her life that she realized that although she loved the Lord deeply and she served the Lord well, that service was because of the words spoken over her in her childhood. And it was a liberating moment for her when she realized that the Lord showed her that she was beautiful in every way, inside and out, and that he loved her so much. Not just for what she could do for him, because she just thought she was ugly. Now that's the sort of power the enemy can exert through cruel words we receive. So how do we reverse those lies that the enemy's spoken into our lives through words? We scream and shout. We search the scriptures for the truth that God speaks over us, and we take hold of that and we believe it, okay? Now, if you don't know where to find those words, then you need to come alongside a trusted person or friend you know who does know the scriptures inside out. Someone like Fraser or Polly or Phil or Lynn or Rosemary or Ham or John or Rach or Liz or so many people. There are many people here who know the word of God. And ask them to help you find the truth of what God says about you rather than the negative words that have been spoken of you. When I was saved, I had a huge amount of rejection in my life. And as far as I was concerned, I just felt a reject. I found those scriptures that built me up at that time. There are hundreds of them in the Bible, but things like, "I am the apple of God's eye, I am chosen, I'm not rejected, I'm cherished." And what I did is I wrote those notes of God on sticky notes, and I put them all around my house, inside cupboard doors and all over the place, so everywhere I kept seeing them. And I repeated them until I began to believe that the truth of what God said about me was right, not what the enemy said about me. And the Lord wants you to know those positive words that he says over you, those loving words to affirm you. And you don't want to be always crushed by the lies that have been spoken over you. They need to go. They have no place in the kingdom. And just finally, I have a word for someone here this morning, possibly for many, I don't know. And this is what I believe the Lord is saying. If this is for you, then just receive it. If not, let it go over your head. My child, I see your heart and I know your struggles. You've come a long way with me perfecting and healing the broken and the damaged and the sinful ways in your life. I am not finished with you yet, but I delight in all you have become in me so far. My presence is with you always. I am gentle in rebuke and strong in love and forgiveness and grace. Please, can I say, come and get prayer for anything this morning may have raised in your heart, if you need somebody to stand with you in prayer in agreement. I'll be about here and I can connect you with somebody to pray for you. Don't leave this place if you need prayer this morning. God bless you.